I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 4th, 2020. Neo4j has announced the general availability of version 4 of its graph database management system. According to the DB Engine's ranking, the platform is the world's most popular graph database and is offered as both a fully open-source community edition and a more feature-rich commercial enterprise product. The chief scientist at Neo4j, Jim Weber, has written a comprehensive introduction to the new features that the release brings. With the addition of role-based access capabilities and support for database sharding to enable unlimited horizontal scalability, perhaps being the most intriguing. NVIDIA opened public access to its GeForce Now gaming platform today. After a beta period that saw over 300,000 gamers rack up more than 70 million hours of gameplay, NVIDIA announced the general availability of its streaming platform today, with a limited free tier and early adopters being able to gain full access at an initial cost of just $5 per month. And where NVIDIA's offering steals a march on much of its competition is through its partnership with the likes of Steam and Epic Games, which means that titles that users have already paid for will be available to play immediately on the GeForce Now platform without having to purchase them yet again. In news that will impact data center operators, VMware has announced a new cap on the number of CPU cores that its licenses will support. While keen to stress its ongoing commitment to per-CPU pricing, VMware has said that licenses purchased after the end of April will only cover up to 32 cores on any individual CPU, meaning that a 64-core chip, for example, will require two licenses to be purchased from the company. And finally today, we last reported on Sandstorm back in September when main developer Kenton Varda announced that he was shuttering the project's paid hosting platform. While that blog post raised some concerns about the long-term viability of the self-hosted web app platform, it does seem that work has been continuing in the background. Longtime Sandstorm user and community member Ian Denhart posted an update yesterday, which, after briefly covering some of the issues that the project has faced in the past, went on to give an insight into the work that's been happening over the last few months. And from this post, it's clear that there's now a core team in place that's committed to keeping the project moving forwards. And anybody who has found Sandstorm useful in the past might want to consider answering the project's call for additional help. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/95. We'll be back tomorrow.